Some interesting stats have come out recently, in fact, from the New South Wales Auditor General planning for school infrastructure. They've come out with some strong statements saying that there has been chronic underinvestment in state government school infrastructure. And with a projected increase of 21% in student population by the year 2031, that's not the sort of thing we should be hearing. To talk with us about the state of overcrowding in Hutter schools is Port Stephens MP Kate Washington. Good morning, Kate. Where do we sit in terms of the whole scheme of things in Hutter schools with overcrowding?
Morning, Mark. The Hutter sits really, well, we're top of the class, and not in a good way. We've got the most overcrowded schools in the state, according to the Auditor General's report.
Yeah, that's not the place we need to be. How did we get to that situation? It seems to be that something we've been talking about for years now, but we don't seem to be able to get on top of it. What's going on?
Well, it's just a fundamental lack of planning and a lack of resourcing to back up that planning. So it's, and with school maintenance, we've seen the funding slashed, and so the school maintenance backlogs have just blossomed as well. Like it's happening at all angles, including this week what we've seen with the federal budget and their failure to fully fund the Gonski is going to see even less funds coming into our schools.
Which is kind of the last thing we need. I mean, we know that the population is only going to go in one direction, and that's more people into schools. And if we're getting the state government not putting their fair share in, so it would appear, and the federal government not topping up the other as well, it doesn't look good as we move ahead through the next couple of decades.
No, and you know, and education is how we become the innovation nation. Like it is fundamental to everything that we do, and to being having a strong economy depends on a well educated population. So the priorities of both federal and state governments aren't where they should be, and here in the Hunter, we just need to see more secondary classrooms, more secondary schools to be able to cater for the demand.
And we know as well, Kate, that having good teachers is so important, and I guess they can only do so much as class sizes get bigger and bigger. They're only one person. You can't get around to every student in the class and give them the time that they need and deserve, and sadly, some kids are going to get left behind out of that.
Absolutely, and that's what the Gonski funding was intended to do. And when we're seeing $25 million less just next year going into our Hunter schools from the federal government, that's devastating. For schools like Hunter River High School, they're going to be seeing $1.1 million less funding than they thought that they would get just next year. So when the state government's imposing these arbitrary lines with the NAPLAN tests that the poor kids have had to do this year, this week, an arbitrary line which says, you know, if you get to band 8, then you're going to be able to do your HSC, and yet we're not putting the resources into the school at earlier stages to support the kids to get to those levels, none of it adds up.
So that's where we're at. What can we do to fix this issue? How can we start the wheels going in the other direction, Kate?
I'm going to state the obvious and say change the government.
Well, that's obviously an easy one, but let's assume that's what it is. What would, if you could have a few minutes with the right people in government now and say this is what we need to do, what would you be saying?
Well, they need to actually look where the populations are. They need to look where the crisis points are. And Hunter is a clear crisis point. When we've got 41% of our secondary schools at or over capacity, they need to start looking beyond Sydney and resourcing us adequately. So there's a real, and there is just a fundamental need to plan. I mean, it's planning for now and for the future, because we're already at a point where we needed to have had plans in place, but they just haven't been there.
If you fail to plan, you've already failed. Kate, hopefully things can turn around. We'll watch it with some interest, and I guess we'll be talking about it again down the road. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
Kate Washington, Port Stephens MP, talking about that ongoing issue, overcrowding in schools. 2NUR FM.